And 6:06, it is mostly clear and 77 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to a very muggy 94 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Former University of Oklahoma football coach Barry Switzer is among the latest to call for a legislative review of the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activities Association. Switzer says the association has much power and very little oversight.
They say extracurricular activities is part of the education process, and every student in the state of Oklahoma is guaranteed a free education. And if extracurricular activities is a part of that, they should be allowed to participate regardless of their type of schooling that they receive.
Former Cherokee Chief Chad Smith agrees, saying the OSSAA arbitrarily enforces rules that are not made public. We have more on this story coming up this morning at 7:35. Sand Springs police are warning women to be careful while out jogging. A 20-year-old woman was attacked in an attempted rape under the Highway 97 bridge yesterday. She fought off her attacker but was cut on the hand. Police are searching for that suspect this morning. Eastern Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen is disappointed that a bill trimming funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps, did not pass in the U.S. Congress. He says there is fraud in that system.
I think they're greatly abused. When I come out and I start talking about the programs, and you got those that don't want to touch them, they don't want to cut them, and that's part of the debate that we had. And a debate argument that I've said over and over again is, look, we're not wanting to take food out of those that can't work. It's those that won't work that we're trying to keep from frauding the program.
He gave no examples of how he knows there is rampant fraud in the program. The cuts were part of the farm bill that failed last week. Firefighters are looking for the cause of a blaze that heavily damages a South Tulsa home. It happened yesterday afternoon. It happened near 91st and South Yale. It appears the fire may have started on the home's deck. The Honeywell Corporation purchased a firm that is operating out at the Tulsa Port of Catoosa. Honeywell has purchased the Tom Russell Company. Now, Mayor Bartlett has already met with the Honeywell board, and he says the facility will remain here.
Very large components for refineries and natural gas processing units. They're presently located at the Port of Catoosa. But it's a very, very big, big company, very, very successful, very well known.
He says they've already added 6 employees and up to 40 more could be added. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says one person was killed when run over by a vehicle at a campsite near Chelsea. The Highway Patrol says the victim was struck when the driver of a sports utility vehicle was backing out of a site at the Spencer Creek Cove in northeastern Rogers County. Oklahoma farmers are cautiously optimistic about this year's wheat harvest. Walters area farmer Jimmy Kinder says his crop did better than he expected.
We averaged a little over 20. I was thinking that we were going to have around 15 bushel. Kind of proud of that, actually. We didn't condemn any wheat. We didn't hay any wheat.
He says test weights were excellent. The combines are rolling north as the wheat harvest continues across the state of Oklahoma. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and hot today. We will have a high of 94. Tonight it will be clear, down to 76 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, look for plentiful sunshine, breezy, at a high of 95. Wednesday, 96. Thursday, 97. And the heat goes on. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear at 610 and 77 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.